Parshas Nosli brings the karbonos that the Nesiim brought, the 12 Nesiim brought karbonos the first 12 days that the Mishkan, after Mishkan was set up. And the pasuk goes through the karbonos of each one of the Nesiim, starting with the Yom Rishon. The first one was the Soyer, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav. So the pasuk goes through all the karbonos that each one of the Nesiim brought. And the pasuk says one of the karbonos that he brought was seir izim echod l'chatos. One of the karbonos was a seir izim, a goat, that was brought as a karbon chatos. And we know that usually a karbon chatos is a karbon that a person brings. He did an avera. It's chatos that an individual yochid brings for an avera. There's chatos that the tzibur brings. But even the chatois, the carbon that are carbon tzibur, the Gemara says, the Mishnah beginning of Shavuos says that they are also coming to be mechaper. There's a certain kapara that these karbanos are mechaper on. What was the avera that the Sar Nachshon had to be mechaper on? What avera did he do? An avera that he used, that he's bringing a carbon. So the Gemara actually says in Zvachim Naftes Nafches Mebeis Tesmer Aleph, the Gemara says that Seir Nachshon, the chatos that was brought by Nachshon, presumably by all the Nesiim, was not a regular karbon chatos. It was not a chatos that needed, that was coming to be mechaper, that was coming to take away for certain aver that they did. And the Gemara over there has nafkaminas. The Gemara has different halachas that we learn at from this fact. However, Rashi on this pasuk in the parasha brings a sifri. And the Sefri says that there was a certain Aveira that this carbon is going to be Mechaper. Rashi says, Se'ir Yizamecha L'chatos, L'chaper Al Kever HaTohoim, V'tumas Sofik. Rashi says that this Soyer, this carbon is coming to be Mechaper on which Aveira? On the Aveira of Kever HaTohoim and Tumas Sofik. Now, it's not clear exactly what the Sefri is referring to. This is the words of the Sefri as well as Rashi. But it would seem there's a concept in halacha called a kever atahim, which we find in a few places in Shas. The halacha is, we know that the Torah says that somebody who is tameh is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. If he enters the Beis HaMikdash when he's tameh, he's chayv karis. And he's not allowed to do any of the avodah, a kohen who's tameh. Besides, they're not entering the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed. There's a separate issue that he's not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And he's not allowed to eat from the karbonos. That's the halacha. That the halacha is that the tumah, someone who's tameh, is not allowed to go into the Mikdash. He's not allowed to do avodah. What happens if a person did the avodah? He entered the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards he discovered that he was in fact tameh. He didn't realize it at the time that when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he thought he was tar. Later on, he discovered that before he had gone into the Beis HaMikdash, he was in contact with some sort of tumah. So the Gemara says that's called a kever atahim. That's called tumas atahim. It's a tumah that came from the tahim. It's like a dead body that was buried underneath the ground. The person walked on top of it. He had no idea there was tumah underneath. And now he became tameh. So the halacha is that that is a problem. Obviously, he's not amazed. He's a shegeg. That is a halacha that he's over Naveira of going to the Beis HaMikdash, and in fact, doing the Avodah. In fact, the halacha is that a Tomei who does the Avodah is possible. The carbon that the person brought is not kosher. He cannot, that Avodah is not kosher if it's done through a Tomei. However, the Gemara says that there are two circumstances where we have a special dispensation for somebody who was tar at the time. He thought he was tar, but he really was Tomei. He didn't know that. It's called Kever atahim, tumas atahim, and we say this exclusion by a nazir. If somebody was a nazir, the halacha is that if a nazir becomes tameh, he ruins his naziris, he has to start over. But if the tumah at the time was a tumas atahim, he didn't realize that he was tameh. He only found out later after he finished his naziris. So then the halacha is that it's fine. It's not a problem. And hu adin, the halacha, we say there's a special heter for someone who's bringing a carbon Pesach. We know the halacha is a special mitzvah to bring the carbon Pesach erev Pesach. And we said someone who's bringing the carbon Pesach, he has to be tor. Someone who's tameh, cannot bring the Karban Pesach. He can't even be Yotz. He can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of bringing the Karban Pesach. Aside from the fact that obviously the Kohen who's Tamei can't do the Avodah, but here we have a special Heter. So we find in Halacha, there's a concept called Kever HaTohim. So that when Rashi says, and the Sefri says over here, Kever HaTohim, the Tumas Sofik, so we can say Rashi is not referring necessarily to Nozer and Noisei Pesach. Rashi is saying in general. So in general, there's a problem that if a person went into the Beis HaMikdash, he went into the Mishkan, or he was makir v'karvin, and he was Tamei, so there's an Avera that needs a Kapara. What if at the time he didn't know that he was Tamei, only afterwards he discovered that he was Tamei? That's called Tumas HaTohim. But Gavi Kol HaTorah Kula V'Halacha is Tumas HaTohim is a problem, except for Nazir and Pesach. Therefore, since it's a problem, it needs Kapara. So that's what the Rashi and the Sefri explain. That's what the Seir Nachshon, the Seir of the Nasi, perhaps all the Nasiim, were coming to be Mechaper for this particular Avera. The Avera, the potential Avera, that it could be that somebody who wasn't careful, he didn't know, he had no idea, a person is walking down the street, he has no idea that there is a dead body underneath the ground, and the tumah goes up through the ground, makes him tummy. And that, we say, that this needed a kapor, and that was what the Sur Nachshon, the Sur of the Nasi, was coming to be mechap. Now this Rashi always bothered me, for the following reason. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samchem and Aleph, Amar Rav Levi, Shmoyne Parashi is Nemru Boi B'yoyim Shehu Kam Boi HaMishkan. We know the day that the Mishkan was first set up, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Rav Levi says that there are 8 different parashas in the Torah, and the Torah doesn't specify when, what day those parashas, that part of the Torah, Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rav Levi is saying that these 8 parashas were all taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the day that the Mishkan was set up. And 2 of them, out of the 8, in the Gemara over there, it says, Parshas Temeim, u Parshas Shiluach Temeim. What is Parshas Temeim? Parshas Temeim, Rashi says it's referring to the specific parasha of Pesach Sheni. It says there are people who are Tamei, and they went to condemn to Moshe Rabbeinu. What are they supposed to do to bring the Karban Pesach? And Moshe Rabbeinu said they should bring Pesach Sheni. Tosis learns a different shot. Tosis says that this refers to all the parasha, the halachas of Tumah. You look in Parshas Shmini, it talks about all the halachas of Tumah v'Taira. Before the Mishkan was set up, the Kaiser did not teach Moshe Rabbeinu the halachas of Tumah v'Taira. He first taught them the halachas of Tumah v'Taira on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was set up. And then the Gemara says Parshas Shiluch Tmeim, which is the parsha of someone who is Tamei, that the halacha is that he has to leave, he's not allowed to stay in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that he has to leave, that is also said to Moshe Rabbeinu the day that the Mishkan was set up. What that means is, definitely according to Tosfos, is that before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was set up, Klal Yisrael did not know that there's a halacha, there's bichlal, a concept of Tumah V'Taira. How do you know if somebody comes into contact with a nevela, with a sheretz, with a mace, all different forms of Tumah V'Taira? We only know that because the Torah says so. It's not a mitzias. It's not something physical that when you touch a sheret, something happens to you. It's a davar ruchni that the Torah says that if somebody touches a sheret, it becomes tamei. So before the Torah came and was mechadish and taught this to us, then we didn't think that a tamei, someone who touches a sheret, is any different the second after he touches the sheret from the second before he touches the sheret. If that's the case, then how on earth could Rashi say that the Soir of Nachshon is coming to be Mechaper for Tumas HaTohim? That means that they were Mak of Karbonis, presumably. They were Mak of Karbonis before the Mishkan was set up, and we know there were times before they were Mak of Karbonis. Now, Halacha is someone who's Tamei can't bring a carbon, so we're afraid that the person bringing the carbon is Tamei. If the person bringing a carbon is Tamei, so he's not going to have a kapara. He didn't have Avera, so for that it's coming to be Mechaper. But I don't understand. Nachshon himself brought this carbon today, the first day of Nisan. That was the day Nachshon brought his carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was first commanded Klal Yisrael the halachas of Tumah V'Taira on that day. That means that the day before that comes HaMishkan, what would be the halacha? What would be the halacha if somebody, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Klai Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a halacha that somebody who touches the Sheretz is Tameh. If someone raises his hand and says, well, I touched the Sheretz last week. Yeah, so that means that today I'm Tameh? Or that means only from now on, if somebody touches the Sheretz, that he's Tameh? Well, L'chaira, if there's a Metzius, if there's something physical that happens, so a person touched the Sheretz, so a week ago, so now he became, if Tumah is a Metzius, he became Tameh, so now he's still Tameh. He has to go to the Mikveh in order to become Tar before he can go into the Beis HaMikdash. But Tumah is not a Metzius. Tumah is a Halacha. So why should we say that somebody who touched the Tumah before the Torah was Mechadish the Parish of Tumah, so why should he have a problem if he was Makar B'Karbon, or if he went into the Mishkan before the Torah commanded it? Well, he didn't even tell me that Tumah is a Metzius, so he really did become Tumah. But he can't say he did an Aveira. The Torah didn't command this person not to do the Aveira, or not to go into the Beis HaMikdash until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So until that happened, there was nothing. So why do I need a carbon to come be mechaper on Tumas HaTahoim if there was no concept of Tumah before this day? This is good for the first day. You'll say maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that parasha, the parasha of Tumah, Tmeim and Shiluach Tmeim, the beginning of the day, and people went into the Azar, they touched the Sheretz, right? That day they went into that, and they went into the Mishkan, and they were, and that same day, for that day itself, you need to be mechaper for Tumas Tahim. It doesn't seem like that. It's not so mistaken that parasha was said earlier? Maybe the parasha itself was said later. So it's very difficult to understand what exactly was the necessity of the Sar Nachshon coming to be mechaper on Kevrat Tahim. There was no Tumah, and there was no Aveira. So what's the problem over here? Why should there be an issue? Why is there a need, and where is there any Tumas HaTahoim that requires a kapara? So perhaps we'll say that my assumption is wrong. This that we're assuming that Tumah is a chiddush that the Torah said. The Torah came along and said, now that the Torah was mechadish and taught us there's a concept called Tumah, so from now on, there's a concept that if you touch something Tumah, you touch a sheretz and eventually you become Tumah, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's not that way. Maybe Tumah is a Metzius. There is something physical. It's not tangible. I can't see it. But there is some sort of physicality to this Tumah that existed even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the halachas of Tumah V'Tayr. And therefore, if a week ago, a month before the Tayr commanded it, a person came to contact with something which is Tumah, so he really did become Tumah. And if he went into the Mishkan, or he did Aveira, so there's a problem. Maybe it's not technically an Aveira because the Torah didn't command you not to do it, but there's an inherent problem. There's something wrong, there's something that's physically off and physically wrong about bringing a carbon when a person is in a state of Tumah, even before the Torah commanded the halachas of Tumah. If we presume that Tumah is a Metzius, is something that physically exists. Now, it could be we bring a raya, we have a proof to this concept, that even before the Torah commanded the parasha of Tumah, there was a physical reality to the Tumah itself. And this, the proof for this, possibly, is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, brings down a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that talks about Bnayo ben Yehoyada. It says about Bnayo ben Yehoyada ben Ish Chai. And one, it says a bunch of things about, one bunch of very interesting things about this person, Bnayo ben Yehoyada, who was one of the generals of David, of Shlomo. The pasuk says one of the things about Bnayo, says, V'hu Yarad, he went down, V'hika Eshari, he hit a lion, the lion, the seicha bor inside a pit, b'yoyim hasheleg on the day of the snow. On a snowy day, he went and he attacked the lion inside a pit. Very strange pasuk. So the Gemara says two pshatim what it means. The first pshat when the Gemara says, what does it mean? What's the pasuk referring to? Ikadamri, some say, the tovar gizizi de bardo. He broke the pieces of ice, v'nochas v'tovar, and he went into the water to be toivel. He didn't have a mikvah. He wanted to be toivel. He wanted to do a tvila. So he went to the river. It was a snowy day. He was frozen. So the river was frozen. So he had to break the ice on top of the river. And after he broke the ice, he had an opening. He was able to go into the water and he was toivel. So that's what the pasuk means. He went into the pit, into the water. And as Yom HaShelag, it was freezing cold. It was freezing cold water and he had to break the ice. And that's what he did. There was a Mesiris Nefesh that he went in order to be toivel in a mikvah. Now Rashi says, V'nochas v'tovel l'kirya. The Girsa that Rashi brings is that he was toivel l'kirya. What does it mean he was toivel l'kirya? So the halacha is that if somebody who has shechvazera, that's yotze migufa, he becomes a balkari, and he becomes tamei. The halacha is that a balkari is tamei until he's toivel in the mikvah, until he does a tefillah. It's beferish, the Torah says, the Torah specifies, speaks this out in Parashas Metzora. Now the halacha is that a balkari is tamei. What's a negeya that he's tamei? It's negeya. If he touches truma, he makes a tamei. If he touches a kachim, he makes a tamei. Now the Gemara says another interesting halacha about the balkari. The Gemara says that Chazal made a takana, Ezra made a takana that a balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to daven. He's also the Torah b'tefillah kimavur in the many sugyas in Masechta Brachos. So the halacha is that there's something called Tfilas Ezra, that Ezra's takana, that a person should be toivel in the mikvah if he's a balkari before he learns Torah. So because of that, Rashi says that ben Yobin Yayoda, he wanted to be Isaac b'teira. In order to be Isaac b'teira, he had to go to the mikvah. It was a freezing cold day. It was Moser Nefesh to go make a hole in the water and be toivel in order so that he could learn Torah. That's what it says. That's what it says in Rashi. The problem with Rashi is that historically this doesn't make sense. This halacha that someone who's toivel has to be toivel in the mikvah, balkari needs to be toivel in order to learn Torah, this is a takana derabbanan, it's not deraisa. It's takana that the Gemara says was made by Ezra. Ezra HaSofer, as we know, was the leader of Klal Yisrael at the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. He was the first leader of Klal Yisrael in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he was the one he made. The Gemara says he made a bunch of takonas. One of the takonas he made is the takona to be toivel, or balkari has to be toivel in order to oisik b'toyv. This pasuk is pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, is discussing a general by the name of Yoav ben Yehoyada, who lived in the time of David HaMelech and the time of Shlomo HaMelech, which is obviously, David is even before the Beis HaMikdash was built. So this is the time of the very beginning of the first Beis HaMikdash. And this is hundreds of years before Ezra came along and made this takana. So it's a very, very difficult Rashi to understand. Why would Yoav ben Yehoyada go be toivel in the mikvah in order to be oisik b'Torah? The takana wasn't made yet. There was no takana. There was no takana, so why does he have to do it? Now on the side of the Gemara, and the Gemaras we have, on the side it brings us a different shot that says that he touched the sheretz, and touched the sheretz, so the halacha is why was he toivel with the mikvah? Because he wanted to be Torah. Yeah, and touching a sheretz doesn't make you also to learn Torah, even after takana Ezra. But he wanted to be Torah, so he went into the mikvah. Fine. But Rashi says, clearly not that. Rashi says, Kedei Lasik B'Taira, he was Toivel L'Kiryo, because he wanted to be Isik B'Taira. So it's very difficult to understand what is going on. What is going on over here? Now, we can suggest that the Pshat in Rashi is that it's true that Ezra made a takana. Ezra said that a Balkari, the tum of a Balkari, is a contradiction to being Isik B'Taira. Now, before Ezra came along, we didn't say there was a contradiction to this. Someone who's Tomei, he's Tomei. He's a Balkari, he's Tomei. He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. But then he can't learn Torah. Why is that? Why is being Tomei a stira? Why is it a contradiction to learning Torah? Ezra came along and said that now it made it takana, so now it's a contradiction. The other way we can understand it is that there is a Metzias. Somebody who is a Balkari, he has a physical Metzias of Tumah on his guf. And the physical mitzvah of tumah on his guf is something which it doesn't fit. It's not something which goes together with someone who's learning Torah. What Ezra came along, Ezra made it takon. Ezra said that everybody should be makvid on this. It's not an aveira if somebody learns Torah when he's a valkeri, but it doesn't fit. So Ezra made it takon and you should be makvid on it. But since physically, the physical aspect of the tumah doesn't fit with someone who's learning Torah, it's not appropriate, it's something which is a contradiction. So therefore, even hundreds of years before Ezra came along, this mitzias of tumah was something that Bnei Yov and Yod wanted to get rid of because he wanted to be Yosig with Torah. And if he learned like that, so then this would be a proof that there's a concept, there's a physical concept to the tumah, and this physical concept of the tumah, it's a physical mitzias, and it's something that exists even if the Torah would not have commanded it. So Meilo, we could say, Huadin, Kaidim, before the Hakamas HaMishka, before the Mishka was set up, and the Torah there was no command, the parish of Tmeim wasn't set at all. Afal Pike, the Tumah is a Metzias, if the Tumah is a Metzias, so then there's at least an Indian that the carbon should come to be Mechaper on Tumas HaTohim. The problem is that this Gemara is not such a great Raya. It's not such a good proof, because it's very different. The case of the Gemara, we're talking about a time period after Matan Torah, after the Torah was given, and the concept that a Balkari is Tomei, the fact that a Balkari is Tomei, is something which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that the fact that he's Tomei is a contradiction to learning. The Torah doesn't say that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah, but the Torah does say that a Balkari is Tomei, and he has other nafkaminas, and he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, and he can't touch Shuma, and he can't touch Kachin. So it's not such a stretch to say that just like this Tumah exists, Binegeya, other halachas, so the Tumah also exists. There's a concept that the Tumah exists, and that's a contradiction to learning Torah even before Ezra made his takana. But we are trying to explain Rashi by us in the parasha. And Rashi will hold that there is a concept of Tumah that exists even before the Torah commanded anything agavi this Tumah. The Torah didn't command anything about the Tumah. So there's no raya. This Gemara and Brachas is not necessarily a proof. It's not a good proof to our case where the Tumah wasn't said at all. Because the case of the Brachas, the case of Leob and Yayada, the Torah already was Mechadish, there's a type of Tumah. The Torah just didn't say that a Balkari is Usur to learn Torah. So in Mela, we have to explain this Rashi and this Sifri differently. So how are we going to explain this Rashi? So perhaps we can say like this. The Torah over here says that Nachshon Aminadav brought Karbonis. All of the 12 Nasiim brought Karbonis. The Pasuk says, what was it that they brought? It says, all these Nasiim should bring the Karbonis l'chanukas ha-mizbeach. The Torah repeats the words, Zoyis chanukas ha-mizbeach, at the end of the parasha, that all these Karbonis are referred to as the chanukas ha-mizbeach. Chanukas comes from the word chinuch, and chinuch, we know, means to train. There's an element of training. When you train, you're mechanech a cotton, you train a cotton to get used to doing mitzvahs before it becomes a galo. So chinuch over here means some element of training. We're training the mizbeach, we're getting the mizbeach used to being makriv karbonis. What does this mean? So there's a concept called chinuch. There's a concept called chinuch of the mizbeach and chinuch of the mishkan. That we find, as we see earlier, the Torah commands certain karbonis to be brought in the Shivas Me'amaluim as well as the Shmini Lemiluim. The Torah speaks about this at length in Parashas Tetzaveh, and the Torah says that they actually brought these Karbonis in Parashas Tetzaveh, in Parashas Shmini, in the beginning of Shmini Lemiluim. There were special Karbonis that were brought. And this was the Torah over there uses a different word. The Torah calls it Miluim. The special Karbonis that you bring when they were starting to be Makriv, Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramban over here in Chumash, and the Ramban is more ma'irich about this in his Hasagas to the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos in the third Sherish. The Ramban says that whenever you build a new Mishkan, a new Beis HaMikdash, there is a mitzvah to do some type of chinuch, what we call chinuch. There's a halacha that when you create a new Mishkan, a new Beis HaMikdash, that you're supposed to bring special karbonis, and these karbonis are sort of getting used to being makir karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. And through the hakrava of these karbonis, you create the Kiddushas Beis HaMikdash and the Kiddushas HaMishkan. That is what you are supposed to do. The Rambam over there says that even though we find they brought me the special korbanos that it says in the Torah, and the Gemara says, the Gemara says that we find that they brought special korbanos in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, and they brought special korbanos in the times of Ezra when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. But after peeking, the Rambam says it's not a mitzvah, it was a hayrah shah, it was a mitzvah shah. It's not a mitzvah that's kain l'dayr, it's not a mitzvah that every time I build a new Beis HaMikdash, that I have a mitzvah, I have a chiyuv to bring korbanos. The Rambam says no. The Rambam is ma'arich, the Rambam disagrees. And the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah l'dayres. There's a mitzvah every single time I build a new Beis HaMikdash, I have a new bias, a new mishkan, whatever it is, there is a mitzvah to bring karbonis. Which karbonis? So you look in the psukim, the karbonis are not the same. The karbonis that they brought in the times of the mishkan were not the same karbonis they brought in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't the same karbonis they brought in the second Beis HaMikdash. The karbonis were different each time. So the specific karbonis is up for debate. Exactly how you decide which karbanos, I don't know. But we find the concept, the idea that you're supposed to bring some sort of karbanos, the Ramban says is a mitzvah. And these karbanos create the Kiddushas HaMikdash. It's inherent something, it's a requirement. In order to have Beis HaMikdash, we know Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan has Kiddusha, in order to create the Kiddusha, it could be has Kiddusha without it, but to finalize, to concretize the Kiddusha, you have to bring the karbanos. And the Ramban says that over here by the Mishkan, not only were the karbanos that it says in Parashas Tetzaveh, in Parashas Tzav and Shmini, not only were those karbanos part of the mitzvah to be mechanich the Mishkan, so he said the karbanos that the Nesim brought over here, which is not only the Shmini Lemilu, Nachshon brought his karban on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, of the first day of Nisan, but the other Nesim brought it the next 11 days. All those karbanos of the Nesim, for those first 12 days, were also a chedek of this mitzvah, and the Kedushas HaMishkan was nigma, was complete through the hakrava of these karbanos. So if that's the case, perhaps we can suggest, based on this Rambam, that when Rashi over here says, when Rashi goes through the specific karbanos that Nachshon brought, and the Nesim brought, and Rashi says that these karbanos were born l'chaper. So usually, whenever we say that a carbon is coming to be mechaper for an avera, it means that avera was done in the past. Person was over an avera, and after he's over an avera, he brings a carbon, and the carbon is a kapara. It gives him a kapara for the avera that he did in the past. That's usually how the karbanos work. You can't bring a carbon chatos and say, if I'm going to do an avera in the future, I have this carbon chatos now, and it's going to be mechaper for an avera that I will commit in the future. That doesn't work. Normally, the karbanos that are, all the karbanos that are mechaper are only mechaper ala avar. They're not mechaper ala osin. They're not mechaper for the future. Could be that these karbanos of the Nesim are different. The karbanos of the Nesim, when we say that they're mechaper, they're not being mechaper for averus on the past. The karbanos of the Nesim, the Ramban says, are creating, they're finalizing, they're adding to the kedusha of the Mishkan itself. So there's a concept that there is a keverat tohoim, is a concept that if somebody goes into the Mishkan in the future, he's going to be tamei, and he does the avodah. So the halacha is, if he's tamei, he knew that, he was tamei beforehand, and he goes into the Mishkan, so the Torah says, the certain halachas, if he was a shogeg, he has to bring special karbanos. Yeah, he was over and over, he has to bring a karban. But what if somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't know that he's tamei? What if he never finds out that he's tamei? If he finds out later, if he went to the Beis HaMikdash and then he found out later that he's Tameh, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Shavuos that there's certain karbanos of the Musaf that'll be Mechaper, that'll take care of that Avera. But what happens if he never knows? He never knows. Nobody ever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, but nobody ever knew, nobody will ever find out that the person was walking down the street and he was happened to be walking on top of a mason and he became Tameh. No one will ever discover that. It's not something that will ever become known. So that's a keverat tohoim. So for that, where's the kapara for that? So says Rashi, says the Sefri, that kapara is inherent in the Kedushas HaMikdash. Where did the Mikdash get that ability, that koyach to be mechaper? That came through the chatas Nachshon, the chatas that was brought by the Miluim. Because the chatas that Nachshon brought created the Kedushas HaMikdash, And it gave the Mikdash that koyach, that ability to be mechaper la'osid, even on the future, for any time a person has a tumas atoyin that he comes into the Mishkan. He's tummy, he's having aveira, the karm should be possible. No, it's not, it's mechaper, it takes away that problem, and now you don't have that problem because of the carbon nasha. So our kasha is not a kasha anymore. The whole question that we asked was, what's the point of saying that this carbon of that nasha is bringing today on the first day of Nisan? It's being mechaper for tumma from the day before. There was no tumma the day before. If there's no tumma the day before, why doesn't it need a kapara? The answer is, you're right, we're not talking about tumma from the day before. We're talking about tumma from tomorrow, tumma from next week. Normally a carbon came mechaper ala osid. The karma is not mechaper on something that's going to come in the future. The answer is, this is not a regular kapara, and this is not a regular carbon. This carbon is something, the karma that creates the kedusha and the mikdash. And it's giving the mikdash that kayach through this kapara of this carbon, is giving the mikdash that kayach that la'osid whenever, in the future, whenever somebody comes in and he has a tumas at the home, that will be a chaper, and that will take away his tumah. And memelo, it's not shver, and we understand why, where is the tumah that this karma is coming to mechaper? And we also understand now why the dogish and Rashi, where Rashi specifies that the kapara that we're referring to is a kapara on keberat tahoim, on a safik tumah. Beforehand, before that kamas hamishkan, there were no karbanas. So if Rashi is referring to the tumah from last week, the tumah from before that kamas hamishkan, why did Rashi have to say that the kapara that this carbon is giving me is a kapara for a safik tumah? Let the carbon be mechaper for a vadai tumah. If last week somebody was tamei vadai and he was makir of a carbon, or he walked into the mishkan, so then the halacha is that he's over navera, and he becomes tamei. So you can tell me, oh, but then he brought a carbon, but he didn't. First of all, he wasn't muzer. He wasn't mitzvah to do it. But so he definitely didn't bring a carbon. There was no carbon that people were for the tumah that they had before the kamas hamishkan. And if you tell me that there's a need for a kapara, whatever the pshat is, if there was a need for such kapara, the same way there's a need for a kapara for a tumas atahayim, for a safik, there would be a need for a carbon for a kapara for the tumas vadai. So why did Rashi only say tumas safik, not a tumas vadai? The answer is that he's not referring to the tumah from before. He's referring to the tumah from the future. The tumah from the future, if it's a tumas vadai, avada, the mishkan's not machaper on that. Avada, the person has to bring his own carbon, like the Torah says, when a person goes into the mishkan, into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring his own carbon. Even if he's a shaggy, if he finds that he has to bring his own carbon. The chiddush over here is that the mikdash should be mechaper in a case where it's tumas safik. That's what Rashi says. It's dafka talking about a case of a keberat tumim of a tumas safik, and not talking about a case of a tumas vadai.